Hey everyone, good evening. Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for Monday, November 10th, 2014. We're excited for you to join us on this weekly call. I hope it helps everyone get out there and build their business and be more motivated and educated to become then more successful. Tonight's call, we're going to talk about rejection. Basically, somebody telling you no and the fear of rejection and how you deal with this in your AMSOIL business. Jim Rohn had a saying, you have to learn to discipline your disappointments, otherwise you will never become successful. And that's one of the little sayings that I always take away. Learn to discipline your disappointments. And so a couple things first. We're going to in case you didn't read this week's newsletter, we made a new page in the AMSOIL Dealer Training website with some e-books that I had in my library, and I'll share those with anybody on the team. They're locked in the back side of the dealer training site because I don't know if they're copyrighted or what have you. I've got e-books on various parts of sales and success and motivation and whatnot. I'll read a couple topics here. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. That's a classic, and that's an ebook. You can download that on your computer, your iPad. You can read it on your cell phone probably. Everyone is a Salesperson by Brian Tracy. Managing Your Money by Robert Kiyosaki, Goals by Brian Tracy, Create Your Own Future, Brian Tracy, Get Rich Your Own Way, Brian Tracy, Be a Sales Superstar, Brian Tracy, The Path to Prosperity, The Richest Man in Babylon, George S. Clason, The Power of Perseverance, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Acres of Diamond by Russell Conwell, and As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Those are some, and if I run across some more, I think I've got some more on my computer I just haven't found yet. I'm going to put those on there anyway. Those are in PDF. You can put those on any kind of device and read the books, and I think they'll help you out a lot. And they'll actually tie into tonight's call a little bit. The more books you read, the more understanding you have of the sales process, the less you're going to be disappointed with your outcome, which means you're going to be more successful. You will need a login and password to get into the back office of the AMSOIL Dealer training site. You'll have to contact me directly for that. You can click on, there's a little link on the dealer training site. On the right-hand side, it'll say member login. And if you don't have one, you can request it right there. The next thing up is I have a copy of the A.J. Amatuzio story. This is, and I'd like to share that with anybody on the team that would be interested in watching. This is a truly inspirational story about AMSOIL, how AMSOIL has came about, Mr. Amatuzio and his life, and how he's had so many things in life that he has had to overcome, even since childhood, where he was had difficulties in life and so forth. And then early on in the days of AMSOIL, there were a lot of difficulties, and the company actually almost went bankrupt before it really got off the ground. And thanks to a few key people, Shirley Green, as a matter of fact, introduced Al to the business opportunity part of and how to incorporate that into AMSOIL. The AMSOIL dealer opportunity came about that way. So it's a really interesting story how and why we sell our products the way we do and whatnot. Again, this is a DVD, and it's done in a documentary style. It's about 90 minutes in length, so you can get your popcorn, your favorite cold beverage. Maybe have some of your family members watch it with you, and they'll get a better understanding of why you're in AMSOIL and why you are selling the products and whatnot. As an AMSOIL direct jumper, this is a level of achievement that has many advantages over just being an AMSOIL dealer. Number one, it's the highest compensation levels in the company, which means you make more for every quart you sell as a direct jobber than you would otherwise. You also get end-of-year bonuses, which is coming around here real soon, as well as achievement recognition and more. Well, one other bonus that you get is called the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention, and this is a special event for direct jobbers normally held every other year. We have one that's happening next year. The Direct Jobber Convention includes educational and interactive meetings, fun and exciting social activities, as well as awards and awards program. The next Direct Jobber Convention will be held in Duluth, Minnesota, May 2015, and will coincide with AMSOIL University 2015. The dates for this is May 17th to the 20th, and AMSOIL's excited about having the Direct Jobber Convention coinciding with AMSOIL University. So it's not too late. There's plenty of time for anybody that's really working at their business to earn the level of Direct Jobber between now and May, and basically it gives you a free ticket to go to do all the events that are charged for the Direct Jobber Convention. Of course, you have to find your own way up there, and you have to pay for your hotel room and whatnot, but the actual convention part of it, the meals and whatnot, are all part of the Direct Jobber Convention. If you're not a direct jobber, consider coming up to AMSOIL University, which, is May 17th through the 20th, and that's the educational part of AMSOIL training. It's, like it says, AMSOIL University, and you'll be able to learn more and be more confident and, of course, be more successful. I know it's easier said than done. Most of us learn from an early age not to do things that make us uncomfortable, like speaking in public, asking a girl out on a date, or a boy, whichever, who's ever listening in. Tonight, with our call, the idea of how to deal with rejection, this is a skill that can be learned over time by practice, by education, and by motivation, and just working through it. Some of these things, like learning to do push-ups, you have to do them a few times before the soreness, the part that doesn't feel so good, goes away. And there's a couple of things we can do to overcome rejection. What I want to say is, there's a couple of different ways of selling our products that you don't have as much rejection as in cold calling. If you're going to go and ask somebody to buy a product that you've never talked to and they're going to tell you no right away, well, there's things we can do that kind of mitigate some of that. One of them is attraction marketing, selling to people that are looking for AMSOIL products. And this can be done in a variety of ways. You can do this online. You can set up at different types of trade shows. Where people are coming to you. They're looking for AMSOIL products, and they're coming to you. You can, another attraction marketing, wearing your AMSOIL clothing, having AMSOIL decals or AMSOIL wrap on your vehicle. People see your vehicle. They want to get AMSOIL products from you. They're obviously not going to say no. They're seeking you out. So that's one way to sell AMSOIL products where you don't get rejected. Another thing to think about is focus on relationships. And when you have a good relationships with somebody, there'll be less pressure to sell and more of a chance to have someone buy products from us. There's a book I've read it several times. I pulled it up today, and you might want to write this one down. It's called Go for No. Yes is the destination, and no is how you get there. And the author of that is Richard Fenton, F-E-N-T-O-N, and Andrea Waltz, W-A-L-T-Z. I'm sure this is available on Amazon because I think that's where I buy it. But it's a really good book. It's in the story format. It's only like 73 pages long. So it's really easy to read, and it's a great book to help anyone understand that the more no's you get, the more yeses you get. Anyhow, tonight I wanted to call on one of our dealers on our team from Chicago, His name is Dave Noss. And, Dave, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Dave. Appreciate you getting on tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Yes, sir. Dave actually sent me a message last week and thought this would be a good topic. And I said, well, I kind of agree with you because I think a lot of people are just, they're stone frozen like a stone with petrified, you know, like wood, petrified wood. They don't want to go and make a cold call, or they don't want to ask somebody to buy the product because they're afraid somebody's going to tell them no. And there's ways to overcome that. And I know, Dave, you've been in sales for a long time, huh?
Yes, actually, this is my fourth MLM business. I've probably been doing this, I don't know, somewhere around 10 years. Started out with an Amway business, did that for 2 years. Went into prepaid Legal Shield, which I actually still, I can still sell legal plans. Then I went over to another company to spend a couple of years trying to sell an exclusive fuel enhancer, and then eventually shifted over to Amsoil. And over that period of time, I probably cold called on well over a couple of thousand people, do a lot of networking online. I have about 3,000 connections on LinkedIn. I got quite a few people that I network with on Facebook. And when you're doing that much activity, it leaves a lot of room for asking questions. So when you ask questions, you're going to get an answer, right? Depends on the question you ask, how you ask it, and you're going to get yeses or nos, and it doesn't have to be stated that way when you get it. You'll know what's a yes or a no. And so if people wanted to eat at Burger King, would McDonald's be where they are today if they let that bother them? Or just because of the Harley Corporation has its own brake fluid, fork oil, engine coolant, SIN3 motor oil, does that stop other manufacturers of bikes and dealers from staying in business? No, it doesn't. And, I think it's – you just have to keep – your mind in the place of that, we're with an extraordinary company that's been around for a long time. Everybody knows Amsoil. A lot of people do. So as long as you keep that in the back of your mind with whatever you're doing, it helps you keep that mental stability, if you will.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they first started out, they'll start out and they'll ask 10 people they know. They'll get 10 no's and they'll think right away, this is ridiculous. I'm not doing this anymore. And we all went through that, every one of us, at the beginning. So what?
Yeah,
I
used to get all sweaty and my stomach would hurt. And, I'd drive by and think, well, what if they say no? Maybe I'll just keep driving. And, some of those ones that I drove by many times, I finally went in there, worked up the courage, and they actually said yes. If I would have stopped in the first time, maybe I would have got a sale and they'd been buying more products from me. So,
right. There's so many ways to deal with this, and I do want to leave enough time here for some of the other experienced people to get on here, because there is multiple ways of dealing with the no's, because no's usually mean maybe. There's always information in a no. You can look at what they're telling you, why they're saying no. And then right away you can do some research around anything in particular on that no, and you can respond in a manner that shows that you are the kind of person that has information. You're an information source for them. Something they didn't respect, which may be refreshing. Even if they say no again, it's like you said, Mike, people want to sell themselves. So you can hit people with a ton of information, and they'll still shut down. But you don't want to overdo it. Maybe, you get an opportunity to answer to the no one time. Make sure whatever you're saying is specific, that you leave them with a taste in their mouth that, you're not such a bad person after all. You made it quick. You got to the point. You are a person they can come to for information, and make sure they know where to find you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then sometimes you have an opportunity to get to follow up again, and that's another subject. But always leave with a good taste and some of your information, because you never know. You know, another year later, you might hear from that person. And those are probably the biggest key things. So you go ahead on what you know about it too, and let's get some other people to chime in.
Well, we were talking earlier today, Dave. You were saying like some of these customers that you've been calling on that are fleet owners or whatever, they're not going to say no right. Or they're not going to say yes right away. So their immediate thing is going to say no. They're going to say that immediately and get out of my face. Well, if you can start.
Yeah, we've already got what we need. We're using this. We're using mobile or we're the Dell
Vac. That's just reaction.
And you know
what?
Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
By the way. And then I go in and I'll look at maybe some of the data on some of that, and I'll get our data, and I'll shoot the person a couple of comparisons, and I'll bullet point.
Yeah.
We have one or two things in there. And I'll say, well, I just wanted to get this back to you, and, you know, just to I hope it helps. You know, if you want to contact me in the future, you know, I'd look forward to talking to you more. There may be something here for you, yada, yada, and then leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. And really it leads on to building that relationship, coming back time and time again. Just because I get a no right off the first bat doesn't mean I'm always going to take that as no, not forever. I'm going to, I'm not going to burn a bridge. I'm not going to tell them they're stupid because they're not buying our products or anything like that. I'm just going to find out what their questions are. I'm going to build the relationship. If they're not interested right away today, it's going to give me an opportunity to touch back with them. And I always set my calendar, you know, depending on how busy they are, what kind of business they are, I might call them again in a couple of months, because you never know when their situation changes. You never know when you're that person. Maybe the person changes. Maybe the business changes. Maybe what's happening in the business is changing, and they want to take a look at our products or a different product than they're currently using. So, well, I appreciate that insight, Dave. You know, a couple of things I was going to go on from there. You know, education is the more books you read, the better you become at sales, prospecting, cold calling. Learning your products, the more you know about the products, the more confident you are about answering questions. That makes it easier to sell. You're going to get less no's. Inspiration. Listen to inspirational people like these calls, for instance, and you know, this does work. The products that we sell, people are having success with it. Get inspired by hearing what other successful people do and then learn how to do it yourself. And it's a process. Rejection is often driven by emotion. It's important to remember that it's not our thoughts that cause us to feel rejected, but it's our thoughts it's how our thoughts make us feel. So it's a feeling thing. If we feel negative about ourselves, rejection can trigger off a number of other feelings. We can start feeling humiliated, lonely, I'm not going to say the right thing, I'm not good enough, and so forth. And the more you dwell on these feelings, the more pain you're putting yourself through. If you can be more positive, you can be going forward on different things, and you'll be more successful that way, and have less rejection. And so it's, you know, why do people often seem to brush off rejection easily? A confident person realizes that rejection is simply a part of the risk of living, and that in order to grow spiritually, we all have to take an occasional risk and step outside of our comfort zone. They don't take rejection personally, and often view it as a flaw on the other person's behalf, as opposed to feeling bad about themselves. In other words, it's the other person's loss. And if you do this long enough, it's like, hey, that person said no, it's his loss, not mine. I've got plenty of people, plenty of customers that like my product. So know your sales ratio. If you want to get into this, if you have how many people are interested in your, how many people do you have to talk to that are going to be interested? How many people do you have to talk to that may become a new long-term connection? And how many people does it take to close a sale? How many people does it take for a referral? And honestly, I bet if you talk to 10 people, you're going to get a couple people that are interested. And out of those people, you know, maybe two or three out of the ones that are interested out of 10, two or three of those actually are going to buy the products. You know, maybe three or four of those people that are interested are actually going to buy. So even people that are interested, not every one of those buys. Just remember that. There's a Carol Bell. I'm going to call on you real quick, and let me find her number. Carol, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, great. I know you've had some experience in talking to customers over the years, and tell us what your thoughts are on dealing with, you know, people telling you no.
Well, I think that you have to realize that it is, for some people, not a final answer. And I know that for years we've kept going back to people, give them some time, go back to them, try again, and just realize that you're making these offers to them and that they really may eventually decide to, but it's not you. It's not in any way you. It's them. And so if you do it enough, you get used to the no's. You get comfortable with them. You don't feel bad about them. And you can also ask them, you know, why. You can ask them where they're coming from, and maybe they'll tell you the truth and maybe they won't. But you could ask it in such a way as to, well, I'd just like to learn here what you're thinking and help me so that I can do better. They're just
learning how to do different forms of question instead of getting a direct question where you're going to get a no. If you ask the person how they feel, what they think, what their thoughts are, they're going to give you more information. And as you become better at sales and understanding our product, then that'll give you some tools to use against them to help them understand what we're trying to provide for them. We're actually there to try to help them, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So you just have to keep trying and working at it and get comfortable with it.
Yeah, and it takes a while, doesn't it?
It does. It doesn't happen overnight.
It takes some good successes, and I think I was going to say in my call somewhere, you know, when you do get a yes, that's the time to call more people. Don't say, I got a yes, and go dance around and celebrate for 2 weeks. You know, you got one yes. You get a yes, call on some of them no people, because you can use that. I think Dave and I were talking earlier today when I said, you know, if you got a new customer with 20 or 30 fleets of trucks, and you know you've got 2 or 3 other people you've been calling on or you talked to in the past, say, look, I just signed up this fleet, and they'll be like, well, maybe I want to use the products now. So it's a good time to call them, right?
Right. And I think one thing that's important, too, is not to do all the talking. Let them talk. Ask them questions that require more than a yes or no answer. Let them talk. Don't do all the talking.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I think a lot of people feel that silence is deadly, but, you know, really silence is our, you know, if you don't say anything, and that silence, you ask them a question, but you want to fill in that time before they can formulate what they're really thinking about. If you give them a little bit of time, you see the little wheels turning, then they'll tell you what their real rejection, you know, the real objection, not rejection, their objection is. If you let them speak, they'll put it in their own words, and they'll tell you what their objection to your product is. And then, you know, you might not be able to give them the answer right away, but you just make that mental note and say, oh, that guy, you know, was really uncomfortable for this reason. You know, maybe we have a testimonial, maybe we have a brochure, maybe we have some kind of spec sheet that they can read and help them understand more. But, you know, you're not going to sell them right there at that very time. You just need to put it in your mental note that, oh, this person said, you know, I can't think right now, but they've got some kind of objection about our product, and you find an answer and then send that to them later or email it to them or put it in a letter or what have you. they're going to appreciate you for that. It's going to build that relationship better.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael, is Linda Bell on tonight?
Let me look on here. Does she?
I think they may be on a trip, or she may not be.
Linda, are you on tonight? Nope, she's not.
Okay. Well, she and I went out a few months ago together, and we went to different businesses and got a lot of no's. We did sign up a few, but we got a lot of no's. But it pleased us that everybody was nice to us, and maybe it was because we were women. I don't know. But most people are nice, especially if you're going into retail stores.
Yeah.
They better be nice or they won't be in business long.
Yeah.
And so it just was, we got very comfortable with it when they did say no. We weren't offended or upset because they were very nice about it.
Yeah. Well, and the fact, too, that you guys probably were in the right attitude. You had a positive attitude. You probably smiled. You looked like Amazon
right.
dealers. And, you know,
right.
they told you no. It's like, okay, great, and move on to the next one.
That's right. I also went into another account we've had for ages, and they don't buy very much. And I was talking to the service manager there about it. I said, you know, why don't y'all buy more AMSOIL and try to sell it? And he said, well, we have a lot of customers that bring it in. And he said, it's just so expensive. And they had been in the past when they've ordered, they just ordered our signature series. And I explained to him about our XL and our OE oils, and he didn't realize we had them. And he compared the prices of them with what they have been selling with other brands and was very impressed. And I'm hoping that they'll start selling some of that.
So it's an education process and keep them, you know. Yeah.
Yeah,
I had a guy buy some motor.
Down, if you break that stuff down by the quart in the bulk, it's amazing what you're looking at. You know,
yeah.
It surprises people. I've had clients say, "Well, yeah, I just figured this out. You're actually cheaper than what I'm using," and that's what got me thinking about that. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a good way to look at it.
AMSOIL's working hard to keep us competitive on all fronts, you know, and it's nice not having just one product and everybody gets that product because that's one shoe fits. You know, you got to wear it. So we've got so many choices and products. You almost have to be an expert. You have to go back and find what their objection is and then maybe they want a better product and they don't care about the price. Maybe they are price sensitive and you've got a good quality product, but it's less expensive. So, well, guys, appreciate that. You know, again, I think it's really about the relationships, and I've had sales from people that have never bought products from me. And how that happened was because of the relationship that I had. Even though they weren't interested in AMSOIL, I was friendly with them and kept in touch, whatever, and I wasn't too pushy, and they actually had people asking about AMSOIL products, and they sent them to me, and they never actually bought AMSOIL products from me. So I got referrals from people that weren't even my customers, and that just says that go in with the idea of building a relationship. If you get a yes today on the first sale, it happens, but it doesn't happen every single time. But if you go in with the idea of building a relationship and this go for no book, you know, you're not really going for no, but you're really going in to build relationships with people and getting over that fear of people giving you some rejection and just know it's not about you. It's not them, you know, don't take it personally. People that you talk to they don't know you from Adam in most cases. That you walked in the door or cold call or whatever, they say no immediately. They don't care if you, what, they just say no until they can build that relationship, find a way to get their defenses down, build a relationship, find something in common with the person, tell a story, what have you, And, you know, it might be 6 months, a year. I just recently signed up an account. It took me 10 years to get. So, you know, I never take no for an answer, for as the final no, unless the doors are closed or the person that I talked to before was no longer with us in this lifetime. So with that, everybody, I hope everybody has a great week in AMSOIL. Go out there and make a couple calls on some people. Don't take it personal, and you will become more successful. So with that, everybody, good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael. Good.
Thanks, Carol.
Bye, Carol.
Night.
Michael.
Good night. Michael.